Hey guys, just finished with the walkthrough. The guys are focused in, as you might expect, with it being game week and an opponent like Detroit, who is a very formidable opponent. Walkthrough was good. Yesterday's practice was the guys were extremely focused, ran around well, and looking for the same today.
Describe in the past when Linehan just in the past at least. Just a, almost the run just kind of ignored it, and you throw the ball a lot. When you're preparing for that team like they were in the past, do you even how much time do you have to spend on the run?
I think you have to spend a lot of time on it. One of the things that we did well was we defended the run plays that they had last year, and I think when we got up on them, they had to abandon some of the runs that they had and go to the pass because they were playing catch-up. But they are very capable of running the ball and running it well.
You find that, did you get enough read on what you think they'll do with Reggie Bush in the preseason? Or,
not just yet. We can guess and try to predict what they're going to do with him, but we just make sure we have to go out and read our keys and focus on what we're supposed to do, because if we hunt up too much snakes or too many snakes or too many ghosts, we won't do anything. So we got to look to see what they've done in the past with their backs and with their offense. And I don't think they'll change a whole bunch from years past, last year or the year before that.
If Sharif is going to get the majority of snaps on the line, how does that change the play calling and how you guys prepare, if at all? If Sharif is going to get the majority of snaps.
I'm not sure Sharif will get the majority of snaps. We'll see how it all shakes out at the end of the week with who's healthy and who goes, and we'll kind of make a decision there.
You guys are obviously familiar with them, but how do you sort of game plan against a player who, like Calvin and I guess even like Adrian, how does that, as a coordinator, change how you game plan when they have somebody as explosive as him?
You know what, every team has a receiver that's a good, but none quite like him. You have to try to limit the big plays that you give up against a guy like that, and try not to let that guy beat you and try to make him play left-handed, so to speak. And Calvin's such a great receiver that he's going to get his catches. You just have to limit the big plays that you give up against him.
What worked in that first game last year at Detroit? I mean, they targeted him 12 times. He only caught 5 passes.
I think the guys just played assignment football, and that's the thing that you have to do. You have to make sure that you try to keep the top on the defense. You don't start cheating in terms of when he catches a 10-yard play or a 5-yard route, that you don't start creeping down towards the line of scrimmage. And I think we just executed and tackled extremely well. And when you do that, you tend to have success. And I think that's what the guys did. We didn't leave covering him to just one guy. We kind of spread it around and had some different looks. And the guys just kind of executed.
It was like basically a 180 numbers-wise for him at the game here.
We didn't do the same thing. We gave up some big plays over the top, and that's the key. They thrive on big explosive plays, and that's what he does and does it well. And even when you're in position, sometimes he'll go up and get it over you, and that's what we have to try to eliminate this week.
You didn't have Chris that second time, did you?
No, I don't think so, but I don't necessarily think that was the case when a ball goes up over top, it's kind of everything. It's rush, it's coverage, it's making sure that you're executing the defense. It's there's enough to go around, and that's what we have to make sure we do, that we don't allow the quarterback to feel comfortable, that we're on coverage, we're on point there, and that we play top bottom instead of bottom top in terms of the coverage.
How much harder is it to play top bottom when you have Reggie Bush running around underneath?
Yeah. Very difficult. Very difficult. You have another dimension where not only can Calvin Johnson beat you, but Reggie Bush can beat you underneath. So that's the problem. But you have to pick and choose your poison. You can't defend everything. If you try to defend everything, you're not going to defend anything. And so that's what we have to be cognizant of, that, again, play the coverage, try to tackle well, and when they check the ball down to them, that and that the zone coverages that we run and tackle. And that's going to be a part that a lot of people don't realize, is that fundamentals are going to be important this week, that we run to the ball well, that we tackle well, and gang tackle, not just one guy, because they're good enough that they can beat you man-to-man or one-on-one.
How much tougher is it to prepare for a team, you know, with some new pieces in week one when you haven't exactly seen, you know, how they're going to use different players?
Yeah, it's always tough because you're not exactly sure what they're going to do, so you don't have a long history or of plays that they have. So again, we have to go into it and focus on ourselves and what we do and what we do well, and make sure our fundamentals are good, especially coming out of training camp, and just go for there, not try to hunt up ghosts and snakes.
How does having a guy like Everson Griffin make your job easier as the
coordinator? He can get to the quarterback. He's extremely talented. He rushes in different spots. Sometimes it's over a guard or a center, and sometimes it's out wide. And the quarterback can't quite hold the ball as long when he's rushing. So that helps the secondary. It helps the coverage. So all around. And the good thing about Everson, he's not just a pass defender. He's a complete end. So in the run, too, he helps out a great deal.
Peter King had tabbed him as a possible breakout candidate in this division. In a contract year for Everson, do you feel that's realistic?
Yeah, I do. He's a good football player. I do. Everson's what he accomplishes this year, I wouldn't be surprised, whatever that is, because he's a very talented individual. Thanks, guys.